Matthew Durkle is making bricks using only crude wooden instruments. He's one of the three skilled workers who are part of the piece. While he pounds out brick after brick, another worker is producing black porcelainware through a process called slip casting, making pottery using a mold rather than a wheel. The third worker is shaping clay to create Japanese-style ceramics, producing what Theaster Gates calls soul food wares. He says he plans to use them in a series of soul food restaurants he hopes to open back home in Chicago. Gates himself is making a shallow, wide bowl.
It's actually a very apt shape for eating collard greens.
But the Chicago-based artist is more than a potter. His installation examines the act of creating things. He believes making things is making meaning.
Making meaning feels like a very human and very spiritual act.
While the workers are busy creating bricks and bowls, other performers stop by to serve them. One simply reads aloud from How by Allen Ginsberg.
Call me the plaudits of the wake of silent seas. Call me jocular recluse. A farm.
Sometimes a DJ performs and the workers take a break to practice yoga with an instructor. Gates says all of this came from the question of what would make the workers more comfortable.
I'm finding that music and attention to our bodies and attention to the intellect, those things together, are very, very helpful and can make a fairly laborious day go by faster.
Even if that laborious day is part of an art installation. Gates has degrees in urban planning, ceramics, and religious studies. But he says he's learned the most from his informal education.
How I learned to seal wood by my father, or how I learned to paint a baseboard without using masking tape on the floor, that those things are more lived than they are taught. They're more experienced than they are explained.
Well, I think the most important thing is that Theaster is so much more than an artist.
John Hoffman is a big fan of Gates' work. He stopped in to see his latest installation during Art Basel.
He has a vision for really using the art form to stimulate a dialogue about reusing older material, older homes.
In 2006, Gates restored a group of abandoned buildings on the south side of Chicago and turned them into showcases for art. They're now known as the Dorchester Projects. He used materials like timber from old Chicago factories and records from a neighborhood store that went out of business. Gates hopes anyone who sees this installation in Wynwood will see a deeper meaning in the creation of things like bowls and bricks. He wants his audience to think about the work it takes to make the things we use every day.
And that they would maybe feel seduced to want to make things themselves.
Theaster Gates Soul Manufacturing Corporation is on display at Locust Projects in Wynwood through Friday, December 21st. You can see photos of the installation at WLRN.org. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.